Catherine.
Well, just like Bill said about the tongues, when I was 12 years old, I went to a youth camp. And I knew when I went to that youth camp that I wanted to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. I grew up in like more of a charismatic church, and I knew that was when I wanted to receive the baptism. And so I was prayed for there, up in a front at the end of our weekend there. And this guy from Ireland prayed over me, and he was like, "Honey, what do you want to be prayed for?" And I was like, "To receive the baptism." And little did I know how much that would change my life. And from that moment on, I mean, I just spoke in tongues. Like, you could feel the energy physically. And as I grew up, when I was about 16, my grandpa was diagnosed with, not Parkinson's, but, why is that? It's when you lose your mind completely. Dementia. And so he was going from the most wonderful grandpa in the world to seeing things, like horrible things. He would, you know, accuse people, just losing his mind. And this one summer, we spent every Thursday night, my parents would go down and take care of him. And a lot of times I would go with them, but this particular, it was on a Thursday night. I can remember it like it was yesterday. And I said, "Well, I'd like to stay home this Thursday night." So they said, "Okay, we're gonna go take care of him." He was on meds for things, but you never knew what kind of a mood he would be in or even recognize them. And so I was woken up about midnight and just had this, you know, when you can physically feel heaviness, and I was like, I knew it was for my grandpa, and it was just like this darkness. And the only thing I knew how to pray.
Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. The only way I knew to pray was in tongues, because from when I was younger, I always knew there was power. And kids like the supernatural. They sometimes just, I don't know, there's power in that. Amen. And when it's the real deal. And so, like, I just started speaking in tongues. Like, that's all I did for probably 20, 25 minutes. And I knew something was happening, but I didn't know what. So I just kept praying and praying in tongues. And then all of a sudden, I felt peace, like this just complete peace. So I just went back to bed, didn't think anything more about it. Talked to my mom. She called me, "How was your night?" And she goes, "The weirdest thing happened. Last night, your grandpa was up about midnight, and he started throwing things up against the wall. He just went, you know, Dad had to help him to kind of subdue him, and he just kept on going." And she said it was weird. All of a sudden, he stopped completely, came, like, his whole facial expression changed, and his eyes were clear, and he sat down and had a normal conversation. That was the only normal conversation they had with him till he passed away. But it was just showed me, like, how important, you know, that how powerful that could be. And when you're 16 and you experience that, it's just something that's like, you can't deny it. You can't say, "Oh, that, you know, that never happened." But from then on, it was just like, wow, I can pray in that spirit. He knew exactly what I was saying. And it changes the atmosphere. It changes the demonic things that were, you know, and yes, people have Alzheimer's, they have diseases. But I strongly, from that point on, I was like, wow, he can break through diseases. He can break through mindsets, mental inabilities, you know, whatever. And, you know, that was such a real thing at 16. And just that children can be used in that. It says in Psalms, you know, the praise of children, the worship can silence the enemy. And from that on, you know, I just had a passion. Then as I got older and, you know, taught Sunday school, and just that kids would know and experience that power, you know, at an early age, at these age, you know, that, you know, and sometimes that has to happen, but it was so neat. My mom had that experience with my grandpa and that conversation. And so years, you know, go several years, it was probably 3 or 4 months ago. You know how sometimes God says, okay, now you've been waiting and praying and you feel like you're in a place where, like you've said before, like you said, Micah, like, okay, am I hearing from God? Is this really real? And when you get in that place, you're like, God, give me fresh perspective. Because if I'm going to teach these and teach my kids, like, I want to be experiencing this. I don't want it to get stagnant. Like, I want to see that. Because if you're not moving me, how can they look at my kids, you know? I want to be that example. So I was just praying about it. Well, I went to get my, I don't know what hair salons and me, I don't know, have in common. But I went to get my hair done. I know, right? So I went to get my hair done at Famous Hair, Giant Eagle. And the lady was doing my hair, and I looked over in the corner of my eye, and I noticed this lady came in with her mom, and her mom was, you could tell something was wrong with her mentally, and she just was kind of rocking, and they tried to give her her hair wash, and a couple ladies, they were so nice with her, had to help her, kind of hold her down, and she would just like violently start thrashing, you know, just scared. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. You know, God, I want to see you move in this salon, because that's just how my brain works. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, if I'm a Christian in this place, okay, you know, God, it's you. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, this poor lady, you know, she's just tortured, tormented. And you could tell her daughter was getting embarrassed. And I was just like, okay. So I started speaking tongues under my breath, of course. And I was just like, you know, Satan, you know, just flee out of this. You know, Jesus is here. You know, just speak in life. And I look out of the corner of my eye, and all of a sudden, from this craziness, she just comes completely still. And just this peace washes over her mind. She was smiling and walked out of that place. And I was just like, whoa, like, it was totally God. But there's something, and I don't know, like, I've prayed. I had to go to Eastgate when I was at school and do volunteer hours. And I would sit and rock and hold these little guys that mentally, you know, society is just like whatever, autism. And peace would come in that place and those children would change. And it's just like, you know, he doesn't do it every time, but I still feel God, there's power, you know. And if it happened back in the Bible, I want to see it happen today. And so, I don't know. And children, it's crazy. Children and so many schools deal with so much. They deal with ADD, you know, and have all these extreme problems. And a lot of it's mental. And it's like, yes, there's real things, there's real diseases, but I'm like, why would all these children have all this stuff going up in here? You know, because that just, that filters into their health, to their learning. And it's like, I want to see, you know, kids set free. And I feel like, you know, when we teach our children that, you know, they can go into situations and Alyssa speaking in tongues or praying, like she knows that, you know, 10 years old, I can pray for them. Maybe not out loud or, you know, whatever, but I don't know. I'll stop talking now.
That's good. That's good. Thank you very much. Thank you.